The International Atomic Energy Agency said today that it has no credible evidence that Iran had a nuclear weapons program after 2009. This after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's claims yesterday that Iran is lying about its nuclear program. Netanyahu made his allegations in a primetime address just days before President Trump has to decide whether to stick with the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, a deal Israel staunchly opposes. Netanyahu also made the address in English, something he was asked about on CNN today.
This is a very important subject, which relates to our quest for peace and security in the Middle East and the world. And I thought it was important that the broadest audience possible would hear the dramatic findings that we found about Iran's secret nuclear weapons program.
Joining me now is Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. He's also co-host of Velshi and Rule. Ali, first, does Netanyahu provide any evidence that Iran failed to abide by the 2015 nuclear agreement that President Trump is deciding on?
No, that's the goal he'd like to have people come to, but that's not actually true. He accused Iran of conducting a secret nuclear weapons program, which we largely know about. It's called Project Ahmad until 2003. The issue is Netanyahu has uncovered some documents. We can't speak to the authenticity of it, but it's documents and CDs that he says showed that Iran lied about its nuclear ambitions before the deal was signed in 2015. Again, that's something most of the world sort of believed to be true if they didn't know to be true. But the issue is whether or not that means that they were still conducting nuclear activity after 2009, and that's not been proved. And the International Atomic Energy Agency says the same. They said they have no evidence to that effect.
Well, what is the Trump administration saying about these claims from Netanyahu?
Well, there are some who think that the release of that information by Netanyahu was done in concert with the Trump administration. Secretary of State Pompeo said the documents, in his words, were proof beyond any doubt that the Iran regime was not telling the truth. So I guess the issue is you can believe both things to be true. The Iranian regime may not have been telling the truth about the fact that they said they never intended to have a nuclear bomb. There is evidence that they may have been working toward that new nuclear program. But a lot of people are saying, well, then that's all the more reason to maintain the deal with Iran than to get out of it. Because if they really do have continued nuclear weaponry aspirations, the deal actually contains that.
Well, Ali, you were in Iran when this deal was made. Can you remind us, what did Iran have to give up?
Well, Iran had to give up the right to enrich its uranium to the level that you would need to make nuclear bombs. And in order to do that, you have to have a lot of centrifuges. It had 20,000 centrifuges. It now has 6,000. So the fact is Iran can't get up to speed fast enough without the world figuring it out that they are breaking their rules, and they have to be subject to inspections by the International Atomic Energy Agency. What Iran really needed was it had been cut off from the world financially. You can't use international credit cards there. You couldn't transfer money in and out of Iran. So it was an industrialized society that had lost its ability to trade with the world, and they had hyperinflation as a result and all of that. So in order to be re-welcomed into the global community, Iran had to give this up. And most Iranians whom I spoke to at the time were saying that's a good deal. They need to be a member of the global community, and if they have to give up a nuclear program to do it, most Iranians I spoke to were fine with that.
Should we be skeptical of the timing of Netanyahu's presentation here, just days ahead of President Trump's decision on the Iran deal, even though officials say Israelis stole these documents from an Iranian warehouse back in January?
Yeah. So remember, in March of 2015, Netanyahu gave a speech to the U.S. Congress to try and get them not to do the Iran deal. He wasn't successful there, so he wants to take no chances. The thinking out there is that Donald Trump is going to decertify the Iran deal before May 12th. Netanyahu is taking no chances. You'll see that he made most of his speech in English. And while he's a very sophisticated guy and Israeli intelligence is very sophisticated, it was a very simple presentation. Some say that there was an audience of one. It was for President Trump to say, see, Iran is a bad actor and we got to get out of the deal. The trick here is that a lot of people agree Iran is a bad actor. That's different from whether or not Iran is sticking up to its end of the Iran deal.
And we just have a few seconds left. Just tell us, how has Iran responded to these claims from Israel?
They've called it a stunt. They said that the documents are a rehash of old allegations that have already been dealt with. Still, Iran has been caught in a bit of a lie. They said that they weren't looking for a nuclear weapon, and the evidence is that they probably were. But Iran says there'll be no changes to the deal.
Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. He's also co-host of Velshi and Rule. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.